Proclamation number 5585 of 24th of January, 1953. The fate in the hereafter is determined by the will of man. You can sink deep into the abyss but also rise immeasurably and enjoy bliss in abundance. And both are up to you, to live in the most dreadful torment or in bliss forever. I do not determine your fate, your state in the spiritual kingdom, you create it for yourselves in complete freedom of will. You do not know about it. You may well object to it and thus try to shift the responsibility away from yourselves. But why do you know nothing? Because you reject every explanation about it. Because you dismiss as untrustworthy everything that could remind you of your future fate. Because you do not want to know anything. And you'll also have to answer for not listening to those who want to impart the knowledge to you. You will have to answer for your own thoughts, for they are constantly stimulated by spiritual beings, so that you will already be mentally informed and need not act wrongly. Thus you could acquire eternal life even without direct instruction on your part. You can live forever because your will can just as well be rightly directed, because you cannot be forced in any direction and because I have given you intellect, thus you are also able to think and only need to use this gift. Sin and wickedness are just as little coercion as the labor of love. You alone determine what you want to do and what you don't want to do. You alone therefore also determine your fate in eternity. The downward inclination is still very strong in you, yet the graces from above can give you the balance so that you don't need to fall but can hold yourselves and also slowly progress upwards. And no human being will be denied my graces. And just as my adversary seeks to pull you down to the abyss, forces from above are also ready to help you up, and my love will not give you up, my love will not let up in drawing you to himself, and thus you alone have to decide to whom you grant power over you, and no one can make this decision for you. But are you also aware of the consequence of your decision? As long as you reject all thoughts of this kind, you carelessly pass over this consequence, but it is immensely serious, and you humans should bear this in mind. You cannot avoid responsibility. One day you will have to give account of your thoughts and intentions, and you will bitterly regret having carelessly rejected all enlightenment, for every human being must irrevocably accept the fate which his earthly life has brought upon him. Every human being will be judged according to his works and his will. Amen.